This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A candlelight vigil to honor George Floyd's memory at the intersection where he died was among the remembrances Wednesday evening for the second anniversary of the black man's killing at the hands of a Minneapolis police officer. Earlier Thursday, President Joe Biden signed a policing order as Floyd's death was being commemorated. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order Wednesday to improve accountability in policing. The signing came 2 years to the day that George Floyd died while detained by police in Minneapolis. Floyd's family was in attendance at the White House.
Events remember loved ones, even though they're met with great reverence, are really hard. Everything's come back as if it was happening yesterday.
The event followed by one day yet another mass shooting in America, this one at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
Biden said he and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde in the coming days to meet with the families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. envoy to Iran's nuclear talks is making the case for staying in the troubled negotiations for now. Envoy Rob Malley spoke Wednesday to lawmakers on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. More than a year of talks under the Biden administration have so far failed to close a new deal limiting Iran's nuclear program. International officials say Iran has closed in on completing a weapons-capable nuclear program during the more than 1 year of talks. Iran resumed its nuclear development after President Donald Trump at the time pulled out of the Iran nuclear deal in 2018. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.